You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everybody. This is the place where you get some information on changing your life, helping yourself out, dealing with some of the issues, relationships, how to make yourself happier. Come on, happy for real. It is a true concept, and we're going to be talking about how to just make your life better through the energy of words. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more in detail in just a little bit. Welcome, everybody. This is the place where you learn a lot about yourself. You can do that. And let me just say from the beginning that you and I do not have a therapeutic relationship. Don't hold me to that. I do just give suggestions and ideas, and I have fabulous guests and authors and specialists and experts who help you out with your life on the show. If you want to call in and ask any questions about what we're talking about today, you can do so. The number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. If you're shy, go ahead. Go for it. Email me here, hooked up right here on LA Talk Radio. DocMichelle@AOL.com. And if you have a question, I can get that. Just go ahead. Email me. I'll pull it up and we'll ask some questions that you may have. We're talking about some controversial subjects today. And I say controversial because, you know, I work in the population of psychologists and trained therapists and, you know, certified American, you know, APA folks, right? That follow the rules and go by the cognitive, behavioral, and or psychodynamic, psychoanalytic, humanistic reality, insight-based support, all those therapies that they say that really are empirically helpful to folks. But I also go out of the box, as you know. I talk about cognitive behavioral. You heard about that. It's a type of therapy that was developed by Aaron Beck. He was a psychiatrist, actually. He was here in America. And it's basically thinking about how we think and speak. And its aim is to try to help us overcome problems by identifying and changing dysfunctional thinking. See, I don't like those words. Like dysfunctional and disease. But, you know, we got to put some labels to it, I guess. It's helping you overcome, you know, emotional responses that are painful and negative behaviors, that kind of thing. So it kind of involves helping folks learn how to develop skills for modifying beliefs. So the way we say things, right? You've heard of distorted thoughts and relating to others in negative, you know, all that stuff. So this is basically changing the thoughts, behaviors, and the words and the feelings we use on a regular basis. And another part of what I would call cognitive therapy, this I kind of connect the two, is being mindful of what we say and how we think. It has to do with the law of attraction. Now, don't you be doing that to me. Don't you start writing me and because you guys always go, oh, you're so like out of the box. You're such an airy-fairy psychologist. Come on, guys. It's science. Law of attraction, name given to the belief that like attracts like. And that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, you can bring about positive or negative results. Not brand new. Didn't come out in the Secret movie. Been around forever. First record of it in the 1800s, Thomas Troward. He set out to apply logic and a judicial weighing of it. He was a judge. He used to weigh evidence. And he did studies of cause and effect. Okay? And then William James came out, and he talked about Troward's work. lectures on mental science. You know, this all this stuff was like studied. And if you guys are into the AA thing, the Alcoholics Anonymous, Neil Wing, he's early AA, big, high-ranking guy. He strongly encouraged folks to read Troward's, Law of Attraction, stuff like that. I mean, it's been around forever. All those books, Napoleon Hill, Israel Rigardi, The True Art of Healing, What We Say, What We Think, all that stuff. And, of course, Napoleon Hill, The Law of Success, you know, in 16 lessons. Ooh. Yeah. And then, of course, the movie The Secret, 2006, came out. Everybody thought that was pretty cool. And then the book The Law of Attraction, of course, which Esther and Jerry Hicks wrote. Esther wrote through channeling Abraham. Says we're either giving our attention to where we're going or to where we've been or what we are. But in any case, whatever we're giving our attention to is our vibration. And then the universe is going to kind of match it. Now, the reason why I kind of set up the show like this today is because there is a lot of scientific basis behind this. I mean, if you're one of those folks also who's just kind of a plain, I want evidence thinker, if you're a nasty person and you're angry all the time, and you're projecting negative situations are going to happen to you, and you're a victim, and oh, what was me? My life is so bad. You're bringing it because you just look around you. Look at the people you're attracting. It's the way it is. If you want to just not go spiritual, let's just go for reals in your life. Who you associate with and who you choose to continue to hang with to bring you down even further. Kind of makes you feel that way. And we're talking about that. My special guest in the studio today is going to tell you all about that and more. Michelle Arbeau is an internationally recognized celebrity numerologist, of course, author. She just got two books published. How does that happen? I mean, this woman is amazing. Inspirational speaker, radio, TV host. She also has a Hollywood clientele base that includes, so many, well-known people. I'm not going to expose their names because it is sort of confidential. She's a media favorite. You were just on Canadian television or Canadian radio this morning, right? Oops, let me get you right. There you go. That would help if I put your mic on. There you are.
Yes, Canadian radio this morning. I'm going back to Canada actually next weekend to
nice.
Be on Canadian TV again.
Oh.
I'm excited. I've been kind of out of the loop because I've been here since June. So
yeah,
going back for a little bit and... get back in the swing.
Good for you. You're so pretty. You should be on TV all the time.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, I mean that truly because, and you have just a really, you're very real. You keep it real. You're straightforward. And I love your books. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
It's like you and I are having this private conversation and, oh, hi, listeners.
It's always like that with us.
It is. It is. We both, have that same vibe, I think. Now, your two books that just came out, one is called Soul Words, because you...
Soul Numbers.
Soul Numbers.
Yes.
Why did I say soul? Oh, I know, because I'm thinking about the energy of words.
Yes.
And I have Soul Numbers right here. Soul Numbers is about numerology, and we can talk briefly about that, too, because it is a study. I mean, you're a mathematician. You're a Pythagorean theorem kind of gal. You've been there and studied all that stuff. And you're also the author of your latest book, The Energy of Words. And I want to focus on that because I sort of set up the show, around that energy and how we think and how we express.
Right.
So I'd like to talk about both, but let's really zoom in on the energy of words today and the law of attraction, because you do bring this in at the very beginning of your book. You know, you say the law of attraction says that what we send out to the universe with our thoughts and intentions, basically we get back. So if you could elaborate on that and explain why it's so important that we become aware of the words we use, that would really be helpful for folks.
Absolutely. So the book itself is really, it is based around the law of attraction, but it's also, the underlying tone is also numbers, of course, because that's how we decipher the energy of the words in the book. But really, the essence of why we need to be aware of the words we speak is because that's how we manifest. That's how we create our reality moment by moment. If you think about it, think about the positive people you know in your life right now.
Yes.
Do they speak negative words or positive words? Most of them that are successful and happy people use positive words on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's
true. And then
true.
The negative people that, you know, attract drama every minute and their life is chaotic, they use words like, well, I can't, or I shouldn't, or those kinds of words all the time.
Right.
Or, for example, I had a client who said the problem is all the time. So
wow.
Problems galore. So there's lots of examples where, you know, you look around just in your own life, and this is the real stuff that you said, you know, getting real. It's not even really about talking about the law of attraction. It's looking around and saying, okay, who's successful, who's happy, and who's not, and what words are they using? And that is always tried and true. You can always pinpoint, you know, who's using the positive stuff. And, of course, like attracts like. So if you're using positive words, your life's going to be positive. That's just how it goes.
It's so
true. It's really quantum physics, really.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's in the unseen. We don't really see it, but it's so very true. And even getting down to the basics, you and I talked to so many people who have said, I just didn't feel, I don't know, I can't explain it, but I just didn't necessarily like them or feel good about them. Their energy was such a downer. You know what I'm saying? And it's this unspoken, you know, feeling that we sense from others, this unspoken energy.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. You know, and I used to be such a people pleaser, and this is back when I was so unhappy and not successful and all of those things that I didn't want, and I used negative words.
Yeah.
And the moment that I switched over and started using more positive words, boom, everything shifted. And then you talk about me coming in with this, you know, fresh air, kind of bubbly, you know, energy, and it's because of that change that I did. If you had met me 10 years ago, I would not be the person that you see today.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is a complete shift. It affects your energy.
Yes.
You know, if you're saying absolutely or, you know, those kinds of positive words, it just makes your energy go up a couple notches, if you notice. You know, just say the word absolutely. Whoever's listening out there, say absolutely.
That's great.
And how do you feel?
How does that make you feel, baby? And good for you, because you are, you know, a practitioner of your own words. I mean, you live what you say and write about.
Yes, I do.
Which is amazing.
Every day.
Your story is great, and I love it. And I just, you know, I really adore you. You're such a special person. You
likewise,
really are.
Michelle.
But you've lifted yourself up. And I think the people-pleasing thing does strike. I mean, when we are raised to sort of always have to, like, walk on eggshells and make sure everything's okay because we're hypervigilant about whoever we're growing up with in our environment. It's like, ooh, I'm not, ooh, I have to be happy all the time because our whoever, caregivers or friends or kids at school, they're not going to like us. And it's so important to move up and out of, you know, I'm okay with who I am and I'm pretty cool in my own heart, you know?
Yeah.
And when that switch takes place, you just do become a totally different person because people sense, and we do, we have that sort of lower energy or fear or lower self-esteem, if you want to call it that, but. You know, good for you.
Well,
and
thank you.
I think everyone I think everyone has that issue and whatever their upbringing is, the home or whoever their caregiver was. I have clients who were bullied at school and they've carried that negative vision of themselves from that. And it's so sad. Breaks my heart. But upward and onward, moving on. So, and of course, your book is about words, which is, it's all about. It's not just the words we choose. It's the feelings we attach to the words.
Bingo.
Oh, my God. I was surprised by the study that you talk about. That one, the Robert Schroff. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About how negative words dominate language and that there are 5 to 7 basic emotions that show up in every language and appear to have similar meanings. So you said like in 37 languages, the universally shared words are all negative except to one. Oh my God, what does that say about the human condition?
Well, the study says 50% of our words are negative.
Ooh.
So that's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it is about feeling. Because if you think, for example, a child who might say, you know, a cuss word, we would be the first to say,
oh my goodness.
And the child would be very neutral, right? So it's about
the
feeling we put behind the words and what does it mean to us in particular.
Yeah.
So you were talking about people being bullied in school or different experiences that we might have might be vastly different from someone else. So what is the feeling we're putting behind these words?
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is very detailed in terms of going personalized, and you know, it talks about personalized affirmations and personal rewriting your life from your perspective, because it has to resonate with you. It has to feel good to you. So I like the word absolutely, as I said before. Maybe you don't, and it doesn't feel the same way for you.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah, well, some people do, but other people, you know, another word might be bang on for them.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's all about personalizing it. It's all about how do you feel about it. And that's really the essence of the law of attraction.
It is.
It's not just about saying, okay, well, I want that car or I want that house. You have to really feel it, and it's the feeling that manifests what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe it. Feel it, know it, the core of your being. So that's really
true.
What it is.
Gosh, it's so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Michelle Arbo. You've been on the show lots of times, and it's always nice to have you back, especially because you've published two books. They're both out, and you can get both of them anywhere. We'll be talking about that as well. Her first book, Soul Numbers, and it's all about numerology. And the book we're really focusing on today is The Energy of Words. So if you have any questions for Michelle about some of the thinking or the words you use or anything going on, give us a call, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or you can email me here, docmichelle@aol.com, and I'll answer your questions if you'd like. So that's how we do it. Now, you talk about how we can instantly change our lives for the better just by kind of catching ourselves in the act of negative mental chatter. And, you know, we were just talking about how, most of the words that are common, you know, are in all those languages are negative. So you talk about trying to shift it into the positive. How don't you think that's sort of hard for everybody to do? And how can we sort of do that?
Well, that's why the book goes into steps, because like, you know, one of the questions that I see that you have here is the top 10 words.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to take it off in little chunks here.
I mean,
we can't expect to say, okay, today I'm going to change all of my words to the positive from here on in.
Yeah, right.
And so what the book does, it takes you through picking a top 10 list. And this list is going to change as you go. It's going to evolve. It's going to shift. But start with the top 10. And most of us say 10 words. We could probably pick at least 10 that we say often, you know, several times a day, if not more than that. So write those down and really determine, okay, are they positive? Are they negative? Are they neutral? What are they? How do we feel about them? What is our outlook on these words? And what is it giving our lives? You know, is it giving us positivity, or is it saying I can't or I won't, or those kinds of words that detract from our manifesting power?
Yes. You know, it's interesting when I work, you know, with patients, I take really good notes. So I will always remember sort of where we left off and really what they said. So I write literally some of their sentences and what they say. And, you know, I find, like you said, I look back at every, you know, a weekly note or, you know, bi-monthly note or whatever, if they come in at certain times. And I look back at the words that are so common, such as horrible. Mm-hmm. Devastating, abused, I feel like a victim, no one ever loved me. You know, all these words that are so common in their belief system, and it just breaks my heart, because I think, oh my God, these are so firmly wired, you know, into their brains about their identity, and these words are so powerful. So you're right on.
Well, and another thing too, you know, in your sessions, I'm sure they kind of get into the root of their patterns and those things. But even just in everyday conversation, people will say things like, well, maybe I should do this, or maybe that. That maybe, for example, is another kind of on-the-fence energy where you're not going to manifest what you want as quickly as you can, because it's not assertive, it's not firm, it's, well, maybe.
Yes.
So there you stay in limbo.
Yeah.
So there's so many of those, you know, the buts and the maybes and the all those things that are just really key words that people could easily change, and it puts a completely different feel behind what they're wanting.
Yeah. It really does. You know, it's really thinking about the words we use and the thoughts attached to those words, the feelings, of course, attached to those words. And that's our belief system. And again, folks, if you're not into energy, which I truly am, into physics, if you're into just, I want to see it in the material world, look at the way you express yourself to others. Look at the people you're surrounding yourself with. Look at the stuff that's happening to you. You know, a lot of people are very scared, fearful, predicting the worst. and they're getting in a lot of car accidents. Mm-hmm. They're getting a lot of people coming up to them and harassing them. They're instigating in so many ways issues coming into their lives. And, I really am into trying to take responsibility for the way you behave and think and speak. And it's hard sometimes.
Absolutely, yes.
You know? So it can be difficult.
Well, it's about changing patterns, right? I mean, really, it boils down to that. And that can sometimes be difficult. I know a lot of people who are drama attractors, and they're the ones that are using the most negative words. So,
gosh, is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you have 7 tried and true rules. We're talking about the 10 words that you suggested that people write down. You know, focus on, try to find 10 words that are the most common in your vocabulary. See how they serve you. That's a great thing. So next you have 7 tried and true rules to keep positive words in our daily use. So can you kind of share those rules so people can...
Well, the number one golden rule, and I have followed this for many years and I've had to because I'm just really one of those people that picks up all the emotional stuff and, just really sensitive to other people's drama and things. So positive equals positive is rule number one, which is surround yourself with positive people, places, and things.
Exactly. I mean,
you don't have to be with these negative Nellies and they just bring you down end up picking up words and things from them that you really don't need to have in your life. So that's rule number one. Okay. And that should be rule number one with anything in your life, whether it be using words or whatever. You know, positive is the way to go.
Yeah.
Next is, write the words down. It's hard to change patterns. It's hard to... okay, today I'm going to change 5 words. But, you end up saying your old 5 words. So write it down, put it on sticky notes, put it wherever you can see it, even put it in your purse or put it on your office desk or wherever you think you're going to see it the most. And whenever you see them, say it, put it in a sentence or think about it, or whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But it really is practice makes perfect in a case like this. And so again, rule number 3 is repeat.
Repeat. Repetition and rehearsal.
And then rule number 4 is broaden your horizons.
That's really true. I mean, we have to just sort of think about the future and opening up to what we plan and what we want to create in the future.
Well,
broadening that. Yeah.
So it's really about, catching yourself in the act and those kinds of things. Really kind of taking it a step further. Step 5 is buddying up. So you're going to want to partner with someone who's doing the same thing and changing their vocabulary and wanting to create positive words in their own life too. Rule 6 is, I'm trying to read this because I have so many interviews and so many books.
And I just got off Canadian radio.
I'm really kind of out of the loop for a second. I'm having a moment. I'm having one of those.
Well, you're doing great. Hey, we can do too. Moments. We can take a caller who just called. Should we answer a question from a caller? Should we try to do that? I don't want to interrupt your process. This person's been holding for a while, so we're going to check it out. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle and Michelle Arbeau. Who's this?
This is Jack.
Jack, how are you?
And hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. So I was just listening to the show.
Yes.
And I absolutely agree with Michelle's premise of words because you have to be very, very careful with the way you say things. And it's more of not just being conscious of the use of the word, but it's the intention behind what the words mean and what you're feeling. It's one thing to say, oh, I feel great today, it's a wonderful day, but it's a whole nother thing to truly believe that.
Right.
And I'm a definite student in this, and I've incorporated into every aspect of my life. So I just wanted to say that, there are a lot of people out in the public, out in our society, that are really being turned on to the way that we all say things and the intention behind what we say.
Yes.
So I take it to every aspect of my life.
Good for you.
So, So when go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's profound, exactly what you said. And good for you, Jack, that you were able to, you know, were you ever negative before? Did you ever have, you know, a reason for switching into this positive way of speaking and intending your thoughts?
I think as we grow, society has a funny way of twisting things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to the individual to interpret what we see in society,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the way we incorporate that into our sphere of influence,
yeah.
And sphere of our own universe.
Yeah.
So I think it's very easy to be negative. All mm-hmm. you got to do is turn on the TV, and watch the news.
Yeah.
And I'm a person, I'm a businessman, and a lot of responsibilities. I have a family, and it's very easy to turn on the news and get negative.
Mm.
I don't listen to the news.
Okay.
I don't like to. I create my own reality. I listen to audiobooks.
Mm.
I listen to positive speakers,
mm-hmm.
and I create an environment within my own universe of what my reality is.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
well, that's
of course, with the death of Nelson Mandela, which is a very sad thing, but yet it's a good thing because he left a legacy of greatness and excellence.
Yes, he did.
But you know, all in all, I filter what I choose to think,
mm-hmm.
I filter what I choose to watch.
Good for you.
And I create my own reality.
Yeah, and it helps you. It really helps you. And people don't think
I
you're like,
it.
Right, the secret life of Walter Mitty, some crazy guy in denial all the time. That's not you, right? It's not what I'm getting from you. You can function in the world, as you said, a businessman, right?
Well, I think we all have our fantasies,
yeah.
which I think is a fun thing.
Well, yeah.
But I sometimes think I'm Batman, but you know, that's besides the point.
Well, you know, I think we all have a little bit of Batman and Catwoman in all of us. Didn't mean to scare you. Jack, thank you so much for calling the show and for contributing those positive words for us. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes,
good
for you.
Thank you. I love the show. I love the show, Doc.
Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, you know, it kind of struck me a little bit because I don't watch a lot of TV either,
yeah,
and I don't watch the news. I have a couple of particular shows I watch once
right.
in a while, but that's it. So I can definitely relate. But he's really right on with the whole feeling thing, and I guess I love some of the examples in the book that relate to the celebrity clients because
mm-hmm.
there's one in particular that I grew really close to.
Yes.
Carrie White, the celebrity stylist.
Yes.
And she has an incredible backstory
mm-hmm.
that would just blow your mind. I mean, she went from being hugely successful in the 70s
right.
to crashing and burning with drugs and alcohol
mm-hmm.
to rebuilding her career again.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one of the examples in the book, one of her key phrases that really changed her life
mm-hmm.
was the fact that she always said, "That's my specialty." And
yes.
she said that she didn't really, it wasn't something that, you know, she created per se, but it was something that kind of stuck.
Yes.
And instead of saying, "Well, I want to be this," or "I'm going to do this,"
mm-hmm.
or "I will be this someday," she was already kind of faking it till she made it kind of thing.
Sure.
Said, "That's my specialty." So
wow.
she got a lot of synchronistic opportunities and
yes.
things coming at her because she was attracting the
yes.
fact that she was good at what she did.
Right.
And she said it, affirmed it,
and
believed it.
Yeah,
exactly. So the more she said it, the more she started to believe in it,
yes.
and the more she attracted success.
Yeah.
So, and I was just looking at the word impossible in the back, and
mm.
I know you were talking about those mm-hmm. words horrible or
yeah.
those kinds of things, and the word impossible, for example, a lot of people say that.
Yes.
In the negative, it's very codependent, uncertain, submissive.
Yes.
All those things. So when we're saying, you know, well, I don't know, it kind of seems impossible.
Exactly.
What are you attracting? You're attracting
right.
uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
You know, submissiveness,
mm-hmm.
all those things.
Yes, I agree. It's just we have to be so careful, you know, and talking about some of the people who've really affected your lives who were really very successful and, you know, well off, abundant. I know you talk about Donald Trump and his language. Can you share a little bit more about some of the people who've really impressed you, some of the celebrity people you've worked with who have pretty much changed their lives because of the way they speak and think and feel?
Yeah, you know, there was one in particular, and I can really relate with this one as well. And I don't want to use his name just because some of it is just a little bit personal. But
Yeah, sure.
Definitely. Okay. I mean, he... He was African American, and my dad is. So I definitely carried that kind of, I call it collective energy, where it's a little bit submissive, or it's, you know, you've got that collective kind of lesser than energy.
Yes.
Almost the same as when you think I'm not good enough, that kind of belief system.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, he had been very successful to a point, but couldn't move any farther.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really recognized in him that same collective energy that I also carried, because when I lived in the East, it was a very small community, so I never told anyone that little secret of myself.
Yeah.
And so I could really pinpoint it.
Yes.
And it wasn't until he moved past that and started to live his truth that he started to really be successful.
Yes.
And he just recently got another big role. And so it's been really phenomenal for him once he recognized that old pattern.
Yes.
Those old thoughts, those old words
yes.
that were saying, essentially, I'm not good enough.
That's right. That's beautiful. What a great story, Michelle. We have another caller on the line. And hello, you're on the air with Michelle Arbeau, my special guest. This is Dr. Michelle here, and you're on the couch. Who's this?
Hey guys. This is Theo.
Theo, what's up?
Hi, Theo.
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
First of all, I really just, first things first, want to say how this is such a breath of fresh air to hear such truth. Like, every time, you know, I turn on the radio or I listen to a station, it's all about what is. It's all about what's happening now, what's going on in the world, and how other people are reacting to that, and... it's just really amazing to hear a show with such intelligent people where, you know, you guys are really spreading to the, like Michelle said, you know, in a different circumstance, though, to the collective, you are totally spreading to the collective consciousness, the understanding that we are here as infinite creators. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, everything you guys are talking about is really wonderful. I just wanted to thank you for being the first of, maybe not the first, but definitely in the top tier of the few that are out there trying to make a positive impact on the world.
That's so cool.
Well, thank you. That's...
Thank you, Theo. Do you practice, you know, positive thinking or trying to use positive words in your life to help you out?
Yes. Yes, I do. Every day, I do apparitions. I actually used to be very overweight. I used to be quite heavy, and I was insecure with myself. And I got turned on to a few speakers. I listened to them. They helped. And then I actually the reason why I called in, I resonated so deeply with the show. And with Michelle, with what you do and what we're talking about, because it was the words for me that when I started talking to myself differently, when I looked in the mirror and I started viewing myself differently, starting with the words that I was telling myself or the words that I was thinking to myself, that's when I started to change my life around. I've lost over 75 pounds simply from talking to myself in the right way. And I love it. I love what you guys are doing. Michelle, I really appreciate what you've dedicated your life to. And Dr. Michelle, you too.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that's
good
incredible. Yeah, wow. That's proof in the pudding then, isn't it? That positive words can definitely...
Yeah.
Make an effect on
now,
people.
And Theo, did you do a little exercise and watch what you ate as well? You didn't pig out.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have done those things if it wasn't for the way that I was viewing myself.
There you go.
And I truly believe. I mean, I've told my friends this, and a lot of my friends they think that it's too mystical or it's too like Dragon Ball Z. And I told them, I said, you know, you just got to take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
That's what I did. You know, I tried everything else, I tried diet pills. I tried, you know, but really what I learned is it comes down to the way that you think of yourself. And, really, I think that I lost more weight by thinking myself in a positive way and talking to myself in a positive way than eating right ever did for me, or
wow.
Exercise. I mean, that definitely helped, but it was the talking which really made the effect, I feel like.
Mm. Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Our thoughts are definitely things. We'll put it that way.
They sure are, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And good for you.
Yeah.
We're so proud of you. Thank you so much for sharing your success story with us.
Well, thanks, guys. Thank you so much for sharing the honesty that the world needs to hear. I really appreciate it.
Well, you go. You go on and succeed. Good for you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
And thank you guys so much, Doc. I love your show. I'm an avid listener. And,
thank you.
I really appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank you
very
so
much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take good care.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you,
You're
Doc.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
What a great story.
Wow. You know, that really touches on the whole positive affirmation thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the book, it really stresses. And I've had a dime a dozen positive affirmation books that I never could get into.
Exactly.
Right? You know, I am thin. Well, how's that going to make you feel?
Exactly.
You know, if you're looking to lose,
right.
you know, that holiday weight, how's that going to make you feel?
Exactly.
So really it's about choosing the words that make you feel good. So, you know, how are you going to rewrite that's going to make you feel as though you're going to be able to lose the weight? You know, you might be able to say something like, you know, I envision myself as the perfect me, or, you know, however you see yourself as that, you know, not about what the number is going to say on the scale,
exactly.
but so something like that. So the book really goes into doing everything personalized.
Yes. And that's what I really love about it, by the way, in case you just tuned in here, folks, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, my special guest, Michelle Arbeau. She has published two brand new books and they're awesome. They're really good. Today we're focusing on, the energy of words. And it's about using the vibration of language to manifest the life you desire, basically. It's keeping it real. And there's a lot of, if you hardcore psychological listeners, you know, you say, you know, cognitive behavioral psychology. What you think is how you live. What you feel is how you live. That's how your life sort of bounces back into your reality, I believe. And this goes a lot deeper. It's Soul Numbers is her other book, and we're going to be talking about that later on in a couple of weeks, hopefully, when you get back from your TV show, you know, so we can share with listeners, because that's a whole other science. I mean, you do incorporate, you know, the energy of numbers, because you are a mathematician. You have studied Pythagorean, and everything is math, basically.
I definitely approach it from a more quantum physics perspective. I'm not a typical numerologist.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is lovely, because in your book also, in the energy of words, you talk about, you know, measurements and math, you know, and you guys just have to break it down and get the book to really understand. It's not that difficult, because Michelle, you do break it down for people and help them understand, you know, what certain words and represent and, you know, mathematically, how they formulate in the world. And, you know, briefly before our first caller, got on the line, we were just talking about, you know, some of those seven tried and true rules, and you talked about positive equals positive, writing it down, hitting repeat, broadening our horizons, and you were just talking about buddying up, which is rule five. So does that mean get some support? Or
absolutely, I mean, definitely find someone who wants to do the same thing. There's always someone who wants to change the life for the positive.
Yeah.
I mean, most people do. I don't know anyone who doesn't. So definitely, you know, get someone who can be your support system. And, you know, they may catch you in the act of using negative words or vice versa. So, you know, do that. It definitely helps a lot, you know.
Yes.
And that goes back to surrounding yourself with positive people.
Boy,
right?
Does it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. You definitely have to do that, because I mean, there's just so much drama in the world these days. It can really pull you back into your old patterns.
Yeah. We need to be with folks who are like thinking, who are really on our side and, you know, kind of enforcing with us and reinforcing the positive sort of stuff in our lives instead of the drama. people with the vampire, emotional vampires, sometimes we attract, right?
Uh-huh.
And then rule six, you talk about climbing the charts.
So make yourself a chart. You know, kind of track your progress. No, I mean, we all like to see that we're doing a good job, right? And anything that we do. So definitely write it down. Put it on the wall and say, look, you know, I went 5 days without using a negative word. And you can maybe give yourself some stars each day, each time you use a positive word or that you haven't used a negative word, however you want to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
But visual aids are always great because you can really feel good about it and keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great way to break a pattern.
Really is. And then you have rule number seven. How can we become a wise sage? How can we all become that wise sage?
Well, let me, you know, I like I say, I've been just having this moment today. I don't know if it's the energy in the air or...
It's my energy. I apologize in advance for the... No. But I really think that we do have... And that's just thinking, you know, about rewriting our stories. That's just really thinking about becoming, you know, knowing that we have gifts, knowing that we can change, knowing that we can become a wise sage. And, you know, just...
I mean, this step really goes into a little bit of, you know, reorganizing your life structured around these new positive words. You know, so if you're hanging out with people that are using those negative words, don't do that. Or if you're going a certain route every day that kind of brings you down, I mean, it might be a part of the city that just has bad energy or just feels bad. Do things like that. You know, rearrange your life based around these new top 10 words that you've picked.
Yes.
So really... Get your thinking cap on.
Exactly.
Be that wise sage. You know,
exactly.
Really kind of reorganize your life and maybe switch it up and not drink coffee in the morning. I mean, maybe coffee puts you in a funk, you know, and not even recognizing it. Those kinds of things.
A lot of chemicals do, you know, and caffeine is a very powerful chemical. You know, it really is. So, no, those are great rules. Now, we were also talking about affirmations, and I wanted to just touch on that because you talk about personal affirmations. And, in a lot of cognitive therapy studies, and again, I don't mean to be hardcore and boring on that stuff, but I mean, there's a lot of research published in journals. There was one that came out, oh man, it was about like 10 years ago, in the Journal of Social Psychology, and it showed that when people get feedback or try to write down and read overly positive affirmations, they feel worse, not better. They feel worse because, you know, if you're saying, I am not worthy because of all the old messages you've bought into from whatever, you know, or I'm stupid, the example, I'm not very smart. And if you write down a positive affirmation that says, I am an intellect and I can learn absolutely anything, but you don't believe it, you've got to be able to believe it. So you talk a lot about why some of those affirmations don't work. And you do tailor, you know, specific affirmations for individuals to really connect with that. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, step one is to identify your negative patterns. Because really we need to know why we're using these negative words. Where are they coming from?
Yes.
What's the origin of them?
Yep.
For example, you know, I had used my own example. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I lived that for a very long time. So that was definitely one of my starting points.
Yeah.
So you really have to start with that in order to personalize your affirmations. Because, like I say, you know, the example of the thin, you know, losing a couple of pounds using the affirmation, I am thin, it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really need to pinpoint your own pattern. Why did you gain those extra pounds? Or why are you prone to gaining weight? What is the reason behind it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's most likely one of those negative patterns that you've carried forward.
Yep.
So doing that first is the golden rule. You can't really get a good affirmation written without that.
True.
And so step two is choosing the right words to change that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, those generalized ones just aren't going to work because it might not match your pattern.
Yeah.
Right? It might not match your negative behavioral thoughts and records, broken records, I always call them.
Yes.
So then you really tailor it to your personal experience. And, you know, the book goes into some experiences. For example, this particular example was this woman who was bullied in school. And again, using that bullied example.
Yeah.
And you know, she was called terrible things like metal mouth, beanpole, you know, those kinds of. And so a lot of her patterns were words like, well, maybe, if, whatever.
Aww.
So she was very indecisive, very uncertain.
Sure.
So she was likely a people pleaser because of the bullying.
Yeah.
And so changing her words to things like certain, yes, absolutely, and capable, and writing affirmations based on that changed that pattern of feeling like she needed to be the people pleaser or the I'm not good enough. And so that's what I'm saying when I talk about customizing your words. And then you can look further because the dictionary in the back or the glossary tells you the energetic meaning of those words.
Yes,
and the number meaning.
Yes.
So a lot of people have favorite numbers and they're not sure why. Or, you know, if you get my other book, you can figure out your own numbers.
That's right.
And then really fine tune your words.
Right.
Because you can pick the numbers that resonate with your energy.
Yes, exactly. And that's, it's really, it's such a thorough book and it explains so many aspects of the energy of words and is so very, for me, psychologically appropriate to help people out, really change their lives as well. And of course, your new book, we're going to be talking about, like I said, that the, you know, the energy of numbers. We're going to be talking about that too, because it's really important to discuss soul numbers. What they mean, what your life's about. And can you come back some other time soon and talk about that?
I sure can.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Good, good. I'd love to have you. Just to tease you guys a little bit, we're going to have to be wrapping it up here. But as Michelle mentioned, there's a positive jargon list. It's all the words that have changed the minds of many people throughout history. Check that out. It's amazing. You know, some of the most positive words. You can also find the top five words or the top words, not five, in alphabetical order. So many words that we often use that are positive, and then all the words that people often use that are, they should probably try to avoid, that are negative, and the meaning behind those, you know, words. So this will help you if you can't define some of the words you use, guys, you know, and you're identifying the top 10 words that you use them. This book will show you. It'll give you some great ideas. Oh my gosh, at the end there, I do use that word a lot. Oh, I do use that word. So how can people get a hold of your books and find out more about you, Michelle?
Well, I'm on Amazon. Definitely you can look me up on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, MichelleArbeau.com. And Michelle is spelled with two L's, and Arbeau is A-R-B-E-A-U.
Great. And we'll have the show, of course, available for download and replay, because you guys, if you missed any part of this, you'll want to hear the whole show again. It'll be available tomorrow up here on LA Talk Radio on my webpage, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. And always a pleasure to have you here. You're just such a cool guest. I just love having you in the studio.
Oh, I love you too, Michelle.
Oh, thanks, honey. Talk about good energy, you know? You know what I'm saying? All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. As always, a pleasure to have you aboard. Thanks, callers. And appreciate it a lot. Hey, we're going to be talking next week about, it's called TA. It's an older psychological technique, which has a lot to do with how you think and how you feel and how you behave. Got a little spin on it. It's TA, transactional analysis. You'll dig it. It's really fun. Very helpful as well. All right. Blessings to all. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first. Got to do that. And then you'll really be better for others that way. Blessings to all. Take care now. Dr. Michelle. Bye-bye.